So we are reading selected excerpts from the writings of Balasulam about the building of the future society, excerpt number 66, from the writings of the last generation by Balasulam. Judaism must present something new to the nations. This is what they expect from the return of Israel to the land. It is not in other teachings, for in that we never innovated. In them we have always been disciples. Rather, it is the wisdom of religion, justice, and peace. In this, most nations are our disciples, and this wisdom is attributed to us alone. Again, Judaism must present something new to the nations. This is what they expect from the return of Israel to the land. It is not in other teachings, for in that we never innovated. In them we have always been their disciples. Rather, it is the wisdom of religion, justice, and peace. In this, most nations are our disciples, and this wisdom is attributed to us alone.
The nations of the world don't take into consideration all of our benefits from science, technology, high-tech. No. There's no appreciation to us about these things, and there never will be, because that's not what they're expecting from us. And we're stupid, the people of Israel, saying, look at us, what we are doing, how the world is advancing. And for them, it's not accepted as anything important. We don't understand why the world is enjoying all this. Look how much we've done to the world, how much we've contributed. We've went through and nothing. On the contrary, the world is in a growing complaint towards us, more and more. And that's what he writes, that they are waiting. They're not waiting for these things, not of this from us, but specifically for a special wisdom, the wisdom of connection. Because this is what is lacking in the world. And if we don't want to understand it ourselves, there'll be a growing pressure on us, and it'll get worse and worse, until it can reach states that have been here in the past. Clear? What? Also about this? Yeah, give him a mic and that's it.
Balasulam writes, and you also said that the Jews over the generations exploited being a special people for their own personal financial benefit.
Okay. They have talents because they're included of two worlds. Not in an aware way, but they are also connected to the upper system above this world. That's why they have an ability to see things in a more abstract way than matter, and to observe reality in a kind of different way, like kind of cross-eyed, more than anybody else. They can see a double reality that belongs to this world and belongs to the spiritual world in just a bit. That's what still remains in us from the state that we were in the perception of spiritual reality. And that's why we can see on man that is a Jew that still has an ability for a special perception of reality. It doesn't really belong to science, but, well, it's hard to say it. In what way it's expressed. But again, in our times, it's not that outstanding. Not so outstanding. But still, you see how many inventions, how much success in the good and in the bad that came from Jews.
Yeah. Seemingly contradicts the spiritual structure, that it should be built in a way that you can't exploit it for your own benefit.
But it's shattered. It's working in a shattered way in us. That's why we're not taking advantage of spirituality. There's this small illumination, small reshimo, that still works in us and is ready for us to use it in the true way, in a spiritual way. And we don't do it. That's why, in the end, all of our success in using these spiritual reshimot, we use them for bodily success, and it comes against us.
So how does this advance the process of correction, this special talent we've received?
Wait, through recognition of evil, that this isn't the way we have to behave. That's it. But using what we have in us in a corporeal, egoistic way brings hatred to the world and hatred to us. It's not a good state. We're proud that, look at us, we're a country, a superpower, high-tech. No. It's not in our benefits. Completely not.
So how does this arrogance that the Jews have, the people of Israel have?
It's the magnitude of the stinking will to receive that just rises as a scent from this nation.
Sometimes maybe I hear that you say that the Jews have a big will to receive, and sometimes you say that I hear you say that the nations of the world have a big will to receive.
No, the Jews. After the shattering, where's the big will to receive? The Jews or the nations? Oh, the will to receive that was in order to bestow before the shattering inverted and became the shattered will to receive. So in order to receive, meaning all the success that we had for in order to bestow connection with the Creator, spiritual attainment, what was remained of them is just a bit. Obviously, it all just is gone. But the bit that remained still gives us only corporeal success. And it's hard for us to reach spiritual actions because of this.
But the purpose of correction is correcting the whole world, not correcting of the will to receive in total?
No, you see what's in them. It's not a big will to receive. Just, you know, enough to fight with one another.
Where not only the means, isn't the Jewish people only the means for correction?
We're the means, not the middle line, we're the means for correction. That's why in the end, all the nations of the world, from the right and from the left, from all camps that are in humanity, they will all eventually come to us with a demand to us. That's the end of the introduction to the Book of Zohar. Okay? What?
What's the minimal level that Israel need to be in order to bring to calmness within the nations of the world?
To show them that we're working for the sake of unity between us, and they will feel that from us they have a good projection to the unity between them.
Who's asked from what? From the people of Israel?
Yeah, of course, the people of Israel. That's what he writes in the end of the introduction to the book of Zohar.
What do the people of Israel need to be? What do they need to pass on to them?
Light to the nations. Connection. That they'll all see that in the people of Israel there's a method of connection.
They need to be connected, they need
to be in connection, and to show them that they have the method of connection and start presenting this method to the world, and everything will come down.
Now, in such a state that we're exactly opposite of connection, like right now, at least the Israel society I am talking about.
Yeah.
So what would be the first step? Before we become light to the nations, that's still far, but now...
The first step is we have to explain to us, to Bnei Baruch, and to the nation of Israel, the present nation of Israel in the land of Israel, that unity is salvation, and nothing but that will help humanity be saved from the huge blow that is coming. And the method of connection is what we're studying and trying to implement between us.
So, to explain the slogan that connection is salvation.
It's not a slogan. Why do you want to already listen to slogans from me? I'm against the slogan because it's not...
Okay, so we'll explain it clearly. We'll break it down. Connection is salvation and on behalf of the system of nature and so on. Okay. Now, what does a person do with that knowledge?
From this knowledge, he has to know that his good future depends on connection through the people of Israel. Love will cover all crimes.
Okay, so him, the individual, understands this. He reads it, he hears, he gets this principle, he agrees with it like many others.
Yeah.
Now, what does he do? What does he do with his agreement?
From this, he has to go into the internet or all kinds of social media where we're in and start getting guidance from us.
Guidance of what?
Connection.
How to connect?
Yes.
On a social level, on what level?
On all levels, doesn't matter. Social, family, in a mutual household, work, anywhere. Kids in school. The method belongs to everybody. Only, of course, to every degree, every level needs to be presented in a way that suits it.
We need to act. We already need to act on the level of explaining how you need to connect, what in schools, in etc.
We need to appear in all networks that whoever listens, understands, he comes and he's included in this. Which is conversations, clips, movies, anything, everything we need to put out. And it has to appear before the broad public in Israel.
At this stage, do we need to publish this explanation of how to rise above and exit the crisis and be as one? Or do we actually need to start creating programs to connect people?
Yeah, programs. If you just explain that soon there's going to be a crisis because we're not connected, it won't help at all. You're just bringing more anxiety. In such a way, you don't relate to a person you love. You have to bring the remedy before the blow. That to the extent you explain to them that otherwise it's going to be bad, so you show them, I have it. I have the remedy.
I have a remedy. I have right now an explanation. What's the method?
The method of connection. You have to put it out. Take it from your tens that you invite them to be in such a way. You have to show them these tens. You have, all kinds of programs on TV where people just watch a program and hundreds of programs. So here it's the same thing.
To give them an example of connection?
Yeah. I did 1,200 conversations with Olin. Why can't we constantly have these activities and connection that keep going?
And this is related to the wisdom of Kabbalah?
What do you mean?
Meaning, does a person need to connect?
No, it's the method of connection, the wisdom of the correction of Israel. We shouldn't call it Kabbalah. No. The wisdom of Kabbalah is us here studying in order to attain the upper reality, the creator, revelation of the creator to his beings in this world. This is according to the definition of Kabbalah, but that's not what we're teaching people. We want to teach them for a nice connection, that all the evil forces will relax and they will know how to balance the laws of reality.
What are we now missing in order to start spreading this method of connection?
Desire and responsibility. That's how it is. If it would belong to your kids, you'd feel that's it. The future of my kids, the near future, depends on it. So you wouldn't ask in such a way, what depends on me?
And if I don't feel that?
That's a problem. That's why you don't deserve anything. You can ask, why are we not understanding? Why don't we attain? Why should you attain? Why should you get that? For what? You exist in order to bring this to humanity. If you don't bring it to humanity, so you don't have anything. That's all you'll remain. That should be clear. Yeah.
Are you happy with what we're doing today?
No.
Nope.
I'm not happy. I'm never happy. Why should I be happy about it? What, to stay in the same state?
Are we in the right direction?
I don't know what direction you have. We need to put together a wide, broad system of taking care of the people of Israel in explanations and teaching what it means to connect the nation. That's it. For this, it has to be prepared in all kinds of networks, places, each and every one on every level. This is what we need to put together.
This morning, the plan was presented.
A plan. You're asking me if I'm happy. For now, I'm not happy. It's still a plan. It's not something that is there, and there's a system that works and goes and is absorbed in the people, and you can say that people are advancing each and every day. You need more internality into the nation, more and more.
What does it depend on? What? On a daily amount of content that's spread in the network, on the net?
Also, the quantity is important because it has to suit each and every one according to their character, their development, and so on. That's one thing. Even in languages, you still have a few languages in the people of Israel that you also need to be translated.
That's it. What are we talking about this so much?
It's just talking.
How do you measure the absorption of the public to the idea?
According to the reaction, the response,
which is,
let's say according to now we saw these riots, nobody in the nation didn't connect it to a lack of connection. Why are we getting such a thing? Because we're not connected. Who's guilty about that? The Ethiopians? No. B'nai Baruch. They have the method of connection. And they're not spreading it around to the people of Israel. That's what I feel.
Ma.
What?
The plan is the external part. The internal part is our connection, the light that needs to flow through. What needs to come first? Is there an order?
Both.
At the same time, it needs to develop.
You have to be concerned about this and about that, yeah.
What's the purpose of this goal?
Connection of the people of Israel, and from that, the whole world.
I heard that you can now measure this connection by them being aware, by them saying, you're not connecting us. Is that the measurement?
That's also the measurement.
What else?
I'm sick of speaking in such a way. It's stupid in such a way to keep talking. So what am I teaching you for all these years? That after everything you heard, you'll ask it again, and then and again and again. Right? Yes, Danny.
I'd like to ask in terms of influence to the world or to Israel.
I'm speaking about Israel.
I'm trying to understand the relation, because to reach masses you need like publicity, publications, like we say.
No, today online you can do it. You can go out with a newspaper and spread it all over Israel. We have the force to disseminate in such a way that we can take these expenses.
No, I'm talking about that. I'm trying to understand how things work, how they influence, because on the one hand, I want to just depict this equation. To come to the masses, you use electronic devices, you use publicity, but it's the same tools that also create separation, that each one is sitting in his own for...
I'm not as smart as you are. If I can reach somebody, I have to reach him. No, these means, they separate us. I know that in this way, I reach humans. That's it, period.
Right, but on the other hand, when you want a person to go through changes, he needs to go through a process, and usually it's something physical.
What do you mean physical?
You can teach someone in a classroom, and you can put someone on a sign outside.
The sign won't help you. He has to go through our channels, a series of activities, a series of actions, clips, all kinds of things. Everything that belongs to connection.
And he doesn't need at a certain point to come and meet people that go through that same process with him?
We'll see. Why are you asking about something that is so ahead?
To prepare.
People come to us not for connection. They come to learn the wisdom of Kabbalah. I'm speaking about disseminating to the general public, all the people of Israel, that it will be suitable for them to sit at home without coming to us, without coming. Could be every few months, I don't know what, some evening. But the main thing is to sit at home and to watch these things. That's it. That every week, like there's the weekly portion or something, so he has a portion, not even every day.
Ken Leo.
Yes, Leo. A person that learns about connection from us, can you explain what he knows how to do after he learns something from us? Rav, first, from watching our materials, he doesn't say, oh, a connection is unattainable, this will never happen, this is how it's going to be, let's just live in whatever, everything. He'll stop saying this, but he understands that it is something before us as a challenge that we must conquer, that we must reach it, and yeah, conquer it. And it's possible, and it has to be, that we won't run away from this. Oh, no, so we'll have some trouble. No, these problems won't just go by like this wave and then everything will calm down. They will keep coming in such a way that you won't be able to run from them. It'll come as a Holocaust. It'll come as something that such blows that that you can't get out of them. On one hand, on the other hand, he understands that it comes exactly to us. It's aimed towards us because the whole world is against us. And we also from nature and the whole world and all kinds of ways, we are obligated to connection. And connection isn't a problem. It's not a problem because if we just think about it a bit, just agree to it a bit, we'll see as much as we can change it and not be in such a way that, like we are in Israel. You understand? The state will get worse and worse. Until, as it's written in the Zohar, a person's haters are his ones living with him. Yeah. Leo, okay, so as educators, what you just defined, that thought that a person needs to be with in our education, Rav. So you explain to them, you have so many movies about the universe, all kinds of nonsense. Sometimes I see it, it's, what do they want to show this to a person? I don't understand. I have that channel, that nature channel. I don't know, maybe it's on. So they explain it. They explain that this is the world we live in. This is the world we exist in. And we have to do this and this. This is why we're getting blows. And the blows are increasing. And show this to them. Another step and another step and another step. Through clips, through explanations. From the Kabbalists, from the Zohar. Explain that too. Okay. Except for that, or in addition to that, a person that goes through a series of our lessons, does he know how to do something? Does he know how to connect? Rav, he doesn't know how to do anything, and he doesn't need to know how to do anything. We want from him, one, to get information. Whether he agrees or not doesn't matter. As a result of absorbing the information, he'll agree with us in something, in somewhat a bit. Two, three, that somehow he'll start being in a tendency towards connection, and then, again, from his education with us, with these channels for the masses, then gradually we have to explain more and more the structure of Adam Rishon, how it should all be connected, how it reaches connection. It's only a thought. You don't have to reach any contact or connection. Just that thought that we belong to one system, that it belongs to the system of Adam Rishon. That's enough. You'll see what changes it'll bring. Yeah. One of the things, I just researched it a bit, that people, older people learn, they have a motivation to learn in order to learn how to do something practical. The study has to be practical, and not just love, they're studying practice, how to connect. Leo, so what does he know how to do? The practice, he ended our course, what does he know how to do? Not only in thought. It's too abstract for a person. I want to tell him, look, you finish my course, you will know how to do. One, two, three.
You'll know how to treat your people well. That's it. You will know how to treat others nicely. You don't need more than that. By that, you want to change nature, you will change nature. You'll see how nature will change. Because the quantity will become quality. We see it in nature, that nature will start being friendly towards us. I'm explaining to you as if you haven't heard about this integral form of nature, about its structure, which is Adam HaRishon. I have nothing to add.
Citut 67, Bala Sulam, Kitve Dora Haron.
Quote 67, Bala Sulam, the writing of the last generation. It is a fact that Israel is hated by all the nations, whether for religious, racial, capitalist, communist, or for cosmopolitan reasons, etc. It is so because the hatred precedes all reasons, but each merely resolves its loathing according to its own psychology. No counsel will help here except to initiate international, moral, and altruistic communism among all nations. Okay, this is already the next step. But only in such a way, when you talk about this commune, about expanding connection between human beings, above all differences, then you could reach a state that all of the world reaches one system similar to Adam HaRishon, and then the Creator is revealed in them all. Okay? That we read from the end of the introduction to the Book of Zohar, that to the extent that we disseminate this, all these things in the nations of the world, they begin to fall into place. They don't need to study like we do, no. That what there is in Israel, it just, it spills to them. And that same force that Israel needed to draw, to pull, and to applicate from within themselves, that same force is acting according to the form of the system there is in Israel towards all of the nations of the world. That's what there is. That is why they have such complaints, claims which are just towards us, that their shattering is all as a result of us. Yes.
There's the path that we know about, that a person with a point in the heart comes to campus. Is our Yeshivat Chaverim that we have once a week for 45 minutes, can we invite the people of Israel to that connection that we do here?
No, what you do, no. Of course not. It's not according to content, not its form, but it is possible that on TV there's what, like a talk show? Like a show, right? That you sit in a circle and there's like a host. And then you do these activations with the audience. So maybe you're right, yes, but there needs to be good, very special preparation for this in a way that the viewers know and are used to. Okay? Yes.
One of the answers before you said that the corporeal success of the nation of Israel prevents it from spiritual advancement.
Lack of success. Corporeal success.
Yeah, that we're successful corporeally, it prevents the nation of Israel to advance spiritually.
Yeah, simply because the nation is proud of succeeding, of being strong, of being special, that everyone needs to accept it this way, everyone needs to know it, to bow down to him, etc. Yep, only pride is what rises and pride for the people of Israel. It's for their benefit.
To the extent that the corporeal success will lessen, the willingness to hear the message will get higher?
Usually, yes. We also see this from the past. And it's in every single person, individually and in the nation. Yes?
When we explain to people about the benefits of connection, there's a corporeal level that you can explain about home, work, community. It's very simple. But if we're speaking about a broader level, so we're speaking about forces, why will our neighbors will be more calm towards us? And
our neighbors, you mean outside of our borders? First, explain to Israel.
Yeah, so the explanation on more advanced things like this, should this also be in a logical way that a person will understand?
I'm not thinking now beyond the borders of our country.
How to get along here between us?
Get along here, and you'll see how that affects everything. That's it. You're an economist? Okay, good. Write an article about how lack of proper connection in Israel, how that influences our life. Write it from the financial point of view. In the economy. Whoever works in the police force, then you should say that how it leads to car accidents. Whoever's from the field area of medicine should say how it brings disease. Lack of connection, unfounded hatred, how that leads to great burden, to, how should I put it, to damage to the people, to the country, in very, very large numbers. We can't tell them what would happen if we connect, but at least we can present that this deficit will be minimized. What do you want?
When you speak about dissemination, you're speaking in spiritual terms. And then there's a factory here in a management, and they have to turn it into corporeal
that I don't
goals.
Know. I don't want to hear about it. I say what I know, what I understand. What do you want from me?
It seems that this gap between the two levels causes a lot of confusion and frustration.
That's not my matter.
So who? The management? All of us?
Maybe, I don't know, but I'm saying this as what I think we need to realize. All the rest isn't related to me. That's it. You can claim whatever you want to me, but I'm standing on my own.
I don't think anybody's coming with complaints. I think there's confusion and frustration how to take what you're explaining spiritually and to make work plans in this world about it.
That depends on you, on how you understand it. I'm not going to do it myself.
Let's say I heard what Mushi and Gilad explained. It sounds like they're shooting in all directions. I'm not criticizing. I'm saying that's what it sounds.
I'm not going to tie what I said, what I'm saying, to what they're doing. I'm not for them. I'm not against them. Nothing. I'm talking from my own point of view, what needs to be done. Period. I'm not tying this to any system of the factory, of anything. Like Baal Salam, he wrote. Did he care who's going to applicate this? No. I'm the same. And stop tying this one to the other all the time. Because tomorrow I'll speak again about the same things, and you'll say to me again, we do this. I don't care, it's not important to me what you're doing. I'm explaining here what needs to be done in our times. That's it. Unrelated to the factory of Bnei Baruch. Do you understand that or not?
No.
Go on.
I understand, but it sounds like the responsibility of the dissemination.
That's not my business.
I'm not speaking about you. I'm saying the factory is all of us. It's not Mushi.
So go to them and talk to them, but I'm not related to that. I see that I can't get into your head. When Baal Salam wrote, did he think about how you will realize this? No, that's up to you already. I'm the same. Your stubbornness is not doing you good. Believe me.
68. Baal HaSulam, the writings of the last generation. The egoistic communism based on waves and hate will never be rid of them. Rather, when there are no Burgias, there will be cast their hate on Israel. We must not be mistaken, and that communism will cure the loathing of Israel from the nation, or altruistic communism can be expected to bring that remedy.
Again,
the egoistic communism based on waves of envy and hate will never rid them. Rather, when there are no Borgeries, they will cast their hate on Israel. We must not be mistaken that communism will cure the loathing of Israel from the nations. Only altruistic communism can be expected to bring that remedy.
Questions? What?
Eyal from Revadim is asking, the nations hate Israel. How could they be waiting for something new from Israel? And I heard that the nation of Israel isn't a real nation.
They are waiting. They are waiting. You see it from them. Where does hatred come from? Special kind of hatred. Hatred comes from subconsciously feeling that they are dependent, so they come and they punish Israel. They do this, they do that, they turn the world around like this, and so on.
How does it work? How does the state invert itself that they want to listen to us? Because when we hate somebody, it's hard to listen.
If we invert, we will invert them. Okay? Good. What?
What is communism in this text?
It's connection. Doesn't matter.
Communism is connection?
Yes. He wants to say that the egoistic connection that exists, like there's international trade and international systems, that's what he calls it in general. That it brings to the destruction of the world. Yes.
I want to talk as a student and not as a manager of dissemination. This week, one of the daily tasks was to implement things, and I started writing posts on Facebook about what we're studying about here, the method, mainly around the Ethiopians, the riots, and so on. And you hear a bunch of opinions that give you solutions, from Bibi's guilty to whatever, we're a racist and the police and all kinds of solutions. Once you keep repeating that it's connection, that not only at a time of crisis, that you constantly have to do it, work above the differences between us, to leave all our basic principles we're speaking about for years, gradually you see that it's absorbed and nobody has anything to say once you say it in a fundamental way and repeat it. And then I felt great frustration. Why don't we constantly do it? Because education isn't to bring somebody to a class and teach them. An educational process is to express an opinion once and again, repeat it through all kinds of angles. And truly, I think that's what we're lacking, that each one of us, in every possible way, will do it.
Because we're wise guys. How can it be this? How can it be that? And this, and they do, and that. And we need to simply realize this. That's it. Without philosophy, that's how you do it. Then we will be students of Baal HaSulam. Otherwise, we're just wise guys. smarter than him. He writes and we don't do it. Next.
Quote 69, Baal HaSulam, the writings of the last generation. All of our reality of the nation of Israel is a danger, because according to our current financial system, there will be a long time before our economy will be stable, and only few of us will be able to withstand the attempts to go through torture in our land while they have advice to move to other richer countries. Bit by bit, they will escape this contact until a few remain to meet the merit of the state, and they will be swallowed among the Arabs.
Again,
our very existence in the state of Israel is in danger, since according to the present economic order, it will take a long time before our economy is stabilized. Very few will be able to endure the experience of the ordeal in our country while they can immigrate to others, to other wealthy countries. Bit by bit, they will escape the discomfort until a few remain to merit the name state, and they will be swallowed among the Arabs.
Questions? We think it's not so. That Baal HaSulam wrote this before 70 years or even more. That's why it's not like now. He doesn't understand. He's not modern, but that's incorrect. That is incorrect. It's not about it, that. In what car I drive, or in what way we're connected in the country, or the connections are connections. And what he writes about our interdependence, then it is complete and utter dependence. And we are in a state that all of our existence of the state of Israel is in danger, since according to the present economic order, it will take a long time before our economy is stabilized. When will it be stabilized? Only on the condition that it will be given to us from above. No matter how we will try and be stable, the Creator will ruin it. It won't help. We have a problem not with a few countries which are adjacent or distant. We have a problem with the upper force that won't forget and won't let us rest. Is that clear? Okay. Go on.
70 from the writings of the last generation. I've already conveyed the rudiments in my perception in 1933. I've also spoken to the leaders of the generation, but at that time my words were not accepted, though I was screaming like a crane, warning about the destruction of the world. Alas, it made no impression. Now, however, after the atom and hydrogen bombs, I think the world will believe me that the end of the world is coming rapidly, and Israel will be the first nation to be burned, as in the previous war. Thus today, it is good to awaken the world to accept the only remedy, and they will live and exist.
Meaning connection. We need to not wait to these great blows, although they are already evident, with climate, with other problems from day to day. It increases and increases, so we can take these examples. everything we had in the past, and show consistency in that, and show that the world isn't lacking, but only to reach equivalence of form with the integral system that's working on us. And we see that today through ecology, we see it clearly. Look at what's happening from year to year, how our state is becoming worse. And we haven't thought about this for 10 or 20 years. It wasn't even seen. Everyone was laughing, what it will be, and this, and today we are in a state that I'm amazed to see. I'm driving to the beach, and you can see there's like a notice there, in case of a tsunami, you need to go 100 meters to move forward 100 meters. What is this? Who wrote this? It's written from the municipality. What are they thinking about already? But that's what's written. When you go up from the beach towards, I don't know what it's called today, that hotel there, there's a sign there. I looked at it and I was... In all of Israel, it's like this. Ah. Do you understand what we're thinking about? The Mediterranean Sea, it's like a little puddle. How can there be a tsunami here?
There was a tsunami in Jaffa back in the day.
There was a tsunami in Jaffa from an earthquake? Well, that's history. He knows what happened there. Okay, but in short, today they're already thinking about it. All right, is that clear? There are no questions. No, keep going.
71. The solution for it is only altruistic communism. Not only does it unite all the nations to be as one, helping one another, it also endows each with tolerance to one another. Most importantly, communism produces great power to work. Hence, the labor productivity will compensate for the disadvantages of poverty.
Okay, that's clear. Communism needs to be replaced with connection.
Next. 72, Baal HaSulam, the writings of the last generation. Altruistic communism is seldom found in the human spirit. Hence, the nobler nation must take upon itself to set an example for the entire world.
Yes. Go on.
73, Baal HaSulam, the writings of the last generation. Israel must be the first among the nations to assume international altruistic communism. It must be a model demonstrating the good and the beauty of this government, because they suffer and will suffer from tyranny of the nations more than all other nations, and they are like the heart that burns before all the other organs. Hence, they are better suited to adopt the proper government first.
That's all on us, yes?
74, Baal HaSulam, the writings of the last generation. If they accept international altruistic communist regime, not only will they have the satisfaction of being the avant-garde for the delivery of the world, for which they will know that it is worth suffering, but they will also be able to control their souls and lower the standard of living when needed. They will be able to work hard enough to secure solid economy for the state. It is even more so with kibbutzim, whose very existence is built on idealism, which will naturally wane in future generations.
as ideals are not hereditary. Undoubtedly, they will be the first to ruin.
Look what he wrote here. It was at times that it was flourishing. Next.
75. In altruistic communism, the ideal will shine upon all people, giving them satisfaction that will make the suffering worthwhile. Moreover, it will draw the ingathering of the exiles from all countries, because the worries of survival wars everyone experiences overseas will motivate them to return to their land and live peacefully and justly.
Wait, go on.
At work, I talk to people. It's true that at 30, everybody wants to run away. But people, their view of the world, they're envious of what they see. It's the strongest army, the economy is flourishing, high tech.
Yeah, but the atmosphere is choking. That's why I want to escape. Abroad, I don't care what's going on here. I have a good life, that's it. I have what to live from, yes. I have everything's fine, yes. I'm not looking not at the country or what happens on the street. I don't care. Everything can burn. As long as I'm living and that's it. I have no connection to that same environment that I live in. And that's why the life is a lot easier. However, here, you feel that you belong to something and it pressures you and you take it as some kind of concern. Until before the anti-Semitic waves around the world, if you spoke to a Jew abroad, he would live, everything's fine, no problem. Like he has no problem in life at all. However, here you're constantly under pressure. What's happening from day to day? There's a newscast. That's the most popular show in the country. Where else do you see that? Everyone's watching TV shows, serials. What do they care about the news? No. But here in Israel, that's the highest, because we're choked already. We're choking from our daily reality.
There's people that their observation is very limited. Like in political parties, they don't see the whole broad picture we see. It's
okay, so what?
How can we change them? How can we?
We are for and against parties. We're not related to politics, to any stream. We're connected above all these discernments.
How will they give up on it?
We don't need to give up on it. We just need to connect to it, to make an effort to connect, to be as one nation, even though there are 40 political parties in it.
I'm already hearing opinions of let's divide the country into two, and
I don't want to hear all this nonsense. It's all unrealistic. Forget about these games. It's like kids in kindergarten fighting. Let's divide, let's not divide. Go and divide it with your neighbor, okay? These are childish things. I'm talking about the connection which is necessary, required to us from nature, general, global, forcing us to connect, otherwise we will not survive. Parties are not parties. It's above political parties. It's like you need to have like an ecological plan. It's more related to the eco, to identifying with nature. So we're not related to political parties. We're talking about how we can keep the laws of nature, that it forces us to be as one. And that's why we need to be more connected to the ecology. Not politics at all. Yes, Gilad.
How would you explain to a person in a few simple words what altruistic communism is?
I don't want to play around with such words.
Not that, forget that word, the concept. Can you explain it in simple words what it means?
The fact that we're concerned for our general state, that we're all dependent. We're dependent on the military, we're dependent on the defense force, we're dependent on the police, we're dependent on the... and what the different groups that... the fire department, the medical department, we're dependent on them, yes, so we're concerned about it. We're concerned with our necessary force of existence. I know what a fire department is, also police, but what does it mean that we're dependent on the general force? Rav, that we will be like a landlord who has land and he's concerned for his land, for his home, to make sure everything's good, everyone's healthy, to make sure that everything's good. That's it. To be a landlord. I'm not pulling them right or left anywhere. But when can we do this? When we connect. So, in other words, we have one nation, one country. Let's feel that this is our home. Above differences, above everything. Yes, Rav. Yes, yes, like in a family. You could have 10 opinions there. So what? But there is still a concern for the general kind of system, or what we'll divorce, we'll divide ourselves. So, this is worthwhile for us. We're talking to the ego, Rav. Yes, yes, just put it simply. But also, it's not that we should do it, but nature is demanding this from us, from above. That's an explanation for us. Rav, no, that's an explanation for everyone. It's ecology. It is ecology. It's a general economy. It's look what's happening. I open a newspaper and I see the climate and everywhere around the world and I go crazy. So? Yes, Dudi.
What do you say to a person who wants to leave Israel? There are a lot of them.
Good luck. Yes. I'm not saying anything, not here and not abroad when I meet them. What can I say to them? According to their decision, they're correct.
Exactly. There they'll feel better.
Of course they'll feel better. There will always be that way. I came from Russia to Vienna, and from Vienna I took a plane here to Israel, when I left Russia at the time. When we left Russia, there was a full train. I don't know how many people, maybe 1,000 people, maybe 800, 600, I don't know. Everyone was on their way to Vienna. In Vienna, there were two families left. Me, my family, and another Georgian person with his family. We waited for a week for the plane to be filled to go to Israel. This was in 74. Even then, it was the same. They didn't come to Israel. Why? What's in Israel?
So why stay here?
Today it's a different question, and at every year and stage it is a different question, but soon it will be a different question even. It will be as a shelter. You'll see. That's it. But also, connection, because without connection we won't be a shelter for people. for those who come from abroad. You see what's happening? Okay. What do you want, Coleman?
Barasulam speaks about altruistic communism, the method of connection. He says they'll be forced to work, some satisfaction that you'll be able to withstand, that some motivation. What is that? How can you explain that? What is that motivation?
This motivation is like me taking into account my family and people who are in my house and giving them what they need. So the same I do in a broader fashion to care for the country. We have a mutual sensation, a mutual feeling, and that saves us more than any other kind of success. When we connect, there is already the upper force of connection, and we have no problem. We will feel it immediately. We'll feel it immediately. We have nothing to lose. Let's try.
That's what we have to explain to people?
Yes. Do you know what the upper force is? The general force of nature. It's all integral. Simple as that. Who will say that it isn't so?
Tov.
Okay.
No, can Rami.
Yes, Rami.
There's a phenomenon in nature that if something moves, it's from the bad force that pushes them or the good force that pulls them.
Right?
And without a reason, nothing happens. We are sitting a few hundreds here, I don't know, thousands, hundreds. There's 10 doctors in this room. There's an intelligent person here. And we're a passageway. We study from you, Bala Sulam, what has to be. On the other hand, half the day we're included outside and we meet our clients. And there's no deficiency to what we're speaking about directly. We understand that. We're trying to interpret something.
You need to build a system of explanation of the connection of the people on the internet, a virtual system. You need to prepare it both for the Jews that are here, even to those that are out there, to all the nations of the world, to all of our friends. You must do this without paying attention for anything other than that. According to your success in that, you will also succeed. Otherwise, you will not succeed. And you will be blocked as you have been already for years and years and years. Blocked and not advancing. Even what's written, it's difficult to open the mind and heart to comprehend. I see how it's happening.
In the writings of the last generation, he says a society will come and be an example and everybody will follow them.
Okay, he writes it. So he writes it in with one hand like this, and that's it. There will be a society and it will do it.
If tomorrow an opportunity will come, take some area in Israel, do what you want with it.
No.
We need to develop the method of correction, which is close to the people of Israel from all levels, from all its layers, from all its parts that there has in it, and prepare it and start providing to it. That's it. In a very clear, good, every time to change it, to advance it. That's it. And not to go and build something and not to go into anything other than that form. Not even practical at this point that we're doing, going to schools or offices or things like that. Now we simply need to stabilize this and to put this into virtual systems. that each and everyone will have a free approach to it. Let us first stabilize that. That's it. And then we'll see. I really respect what this system of ours does, but let us see these things that they'll exist and ready for the broad public. And then we'll start publicizing this even more. Where is Mironi?
Ismechu ha-shamayim, Ismechu ha-shamayim, Ismechu ha-shamayim, et ha-yel-ha-res. Ismechu ha-shamayim, Ismechu ha-shamayim, Ismechu ha-shamayim, et ha-yel-ha-res. Hey, Iramayam, hey, Iramayam, oh.